Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello, and thank you for taking a little break in your day today and choosing to spend that time with me. Well, I asked and you responded, and so I am going to start doing some more affirmation style meditations, which includes this one today. This episode is brought to you by our newest sponsor, Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest is the easiest way for busy people to get more fruits and vegetables into their day every day. This is why I'm keeping my freezer stocked with harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, and it's all built on organic fruits and vegetables delivered right to your door, and they stay conveniently fresh in your freezer. One of my favorite things, and I'm not usually like an ice cream person, but they sent me this sticky, sweet, salted, caramel, non-dairy ice cream, and it is amazing. Daily Harvest makes it easy to feel good about what I'm doing for myself and the planet. Go to dailyharvest.com/minis to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/minis for up to $40 off your first box. That URL will also be in the episode description. dailyharvest.com/minis. You can do this meditation with your eyes open, with your eyes closed, sitting, standing, walking, but maybe not driving. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable in whatever way that looks like for you. If it's closing your eyes or staring at a spot while you're sitting there, you may want to start with taking those three deep sighing breaths. And if you're walking or standing, you may want to start with those breaths as well as a stretch here or there. And doing whatever feels best for you, for your situation, as you begin to settle in. Next, I'd like you to imagine what it would be like if there were a little puppy or a little kitten, some kind of baby animal fuzzball. Maybe it's an otter, if that's what you want to imagine. And they are just playing there right next to you. And they're playing and they're just being how a kitten would be or how a puppy would be. Rolling around and being silly. And as you imagine them there, imagine yourself saying out loud to that puppy, that kitten, that little fuzzy animal, "You are enough, little fuzz baby. Of course you are. You are enough just being your kittenness, just being your puppiness, just being whatever that isness is. You are perfectly enough as you are." And notice how obvious that is to you as you say that. Now imagine, or if you're outside, maybe you'll actually see it, but imagine that you are in a forest of trees. And some are old and tall and broad, and others are young and thin and short little saplings. And whether the trees are mature and massive and tall, or just little things growing up, notice how easy it is to look at each one of the trees and say to it, "You are enough, just as you are." Even the tree that's half broken from a windstorm, the one over on the other direction that's a little misshapen in some way, even those, saying to them, "You are enough, just as you are." Now imagine yourself watching kids on a playground play. Maybe if you have or had little kids, you can revisit a memory in your mind of seeing your kids playing at the playground. And if not, just imagine yourself sitting on a bench, watching kids do what kids do, and how easy it is to say to each one of them in your mind in turn, you are enough, just as you are. You are enough, just as you are. And I'm going to be silent for about a minute. And during this time, I'd like you to, as quickly as thoughts can come into your mind, say, you are enough, just as you are, to every kind of person, plant, animal, the earth, the planets, the stars, all of it in turn. And I'm going to be quiet for a minute or so, and maybe you want to start with your family, your friends, and the things in your more immediate world you care for. And then expanding outward and outward and outward for the next minute, saying you are enough just as you are to each and every person, place, and thing. You are enough. Just as you are. And that minute is up. Take a deep breath. You did a good job. You may have some feelings that came up during that, and that's perfectly okay. And for the final part, what I'd like you to do is imagine yourself standing, looking at yourself in the mirror, or looking at photographs of yourself, if that's easier for you. And say to yourself there in the mirror, say to those photographs, you are enough exactly as you are. Maybe even saying your own name, you are enough, Sally, just as you are. You are enough exactly as you are. Saying it over and over again. And if there's a little part of you in your mind that tries to tell you this is silly or not true, then I invite you to say to that part of you, thank you for sharing. And you too are enough, just as you are. As you say that over and over again, if you haven't done so already, then change it now to I am enough, just as I am. Saying it over and over again, I am enough, just as I am. just as I am. Continue saying that over and over in your mind. And yes, it's true. We can strive and grow and work to improve. And this doesn't discount that. But you are also enough, just as you are, right here, right now. I am enough, just as I am, right here, right now. Few more moments to say those words again in your mind, and then it will be time for us to open our eyes. Take a deep breath in, breathing in, breathing out, and prepare yourself to open your eyes. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton. This is the Meditation Minis Podcast. This show is fully independently produced in every way, shape, and form by me. So if you enjoy this show, please consider sharing it to friends, family, sending it to people on social media, and even sharing it with perfect strangers. You are literally my one and only marketing department, and so I thank you for that in advance. Create an amazing day.